Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you will find favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great, will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he'll rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. It's the story of a man who was walking one day with his 10-year-old son, and they're walking through the forest, and father, as he walked, stopped and looked at his son and said, "You know, I have this ravenous wolf that is within me, a wolf that is angry, vicious, mean, cruel, and this ravenous wolf wants to eat me and kill me." So they're walking for about 15 minutes more, and the son was thinking about this wolf that was present in the interior of his father. The father stopped him again and said, "You know what I have within me? I have a lamb, a gentle, kind, loving, friendly, meek, humble lamb within me." So they're walking for another 20 minutes, and the son cannot put up with this. And he says to the father, "Which of the two is going to win? Who's going to win, the lamb or the wolf?" And the father says, "Whichever one I feed most." That story is your story and my story. And that's what we celebrate today. The first reading, you had the wolf. The second reading, you had the lamb. If you're paying attention to the reading, the first reading, we meet Eve. You've heard of original sin. El pecado original, in Spanish, right? Which Adam and Eve, they ate from the fruit. And because of that, the world changed. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, the world changed drastically. There are wars, there are problems, we have difficulty with our studies, we want to do good, but we do the exact opposite. People suffer. One day we have to die. All that came about because of what Adam and Eve did at the beginning of the world. But then if you listen to the second reading, you have a different person. It's not Eve, but it's Mary. And Mary is the exact opposite of Eve. Eve was proud and disobedient, didn't want to do God's will. She took from the forbidden fruit. She brought us death, brought us all these problems. Mary was the exact opposite. God sent an angel to Mary, and Eve had an angel that was a serpent. You know that a devil is an angel, right? A fallen angel. Whereas an angel is sent to Mary, and that's the archangel. And he talked to Mary. And the conversation was, Mary, would you be willing to bring a baby into the world? Not only baby, but would you be willing to bring God into the world? And that's what Christmas is. Christmas is bringing God into the world. And God chose Mary. And Mary had made a vow of virginity, and the angel says, you're going to have a child. And she says, how can this happen? I don't know, man. I don't have relations. And the angel said, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to come down in you. So you're not going to conceive by the natural way, but you're going to conceive through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Mary thought about this, and she said yes to God. Eve said no to God and brought us death. Mary said yes to God and brought us life. So that's the meaning of the story. The meaning of the story is, in both of us, we have a little bit of Eve and a little bit of Mary. We have a little bit of the wolf, we have a little bit of lamb. And whichever one we feed is the one that's going to win. Therefore, we want to turn to Mary. This day we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. It's one of the most important days in the church year today, and you have to go to Mass on you have to go to Mass today, so we're celebrating the Mass. So we have a built-in Mass. You'd have to go anyway, but we've made it easy for you. So the Immaculate Conception is this, is that the parents of Mary, their name, Anne and Joachim, they were a couple that suffered a lot because they couldn't have babies for a long time. But they're very generous. Anne and Joachim gave a third of their money to the poor. Another third of their money they gave to the church. The other third they kept for themselves. So they were very generous. And what happened is one day, Anne and Joachim had relations as a husband and wife. And when Anne conceived, what happened was God preserved Mary from original sin. When we are conceived with original sin. And because of original sin, which is washed away by baptism, still we have these bad tendencies where we wanna eat too much, we wanna give into bad thoughts, we wanna be jealous at times, we wanna maybe say words that hurt, we wanna be proud, we wanna give into impatience, we don't wanna go to school, maybe we don't wanna come to catechism, we don't wanna say our prayers. All those ugly things within us come because of original sin. Now, Mary did not have original sin, and she never committed one sin in her life. I can compare it to this. Do any of you know what is una montaña rusa in Spanish? Montaña rusa? Roller coaster. You ever go to Knott's Berry Farm? Or Magic Mountain? Or Disney? You ever go on a roller coaster? Remember when I just arrived here, one of the confirmation kids said, Father, let's go to Knott's Berry Farm. I said, okay. And he said, let's go on the roller coaster. And we were going up and down, and they loved it. And I was about to throw up. When I got off, they said, Father Ed, that was great. Let's do it again. Oh, no, 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 no. But our spiritual life is kind of like the roller coaster. We have good days and bad days. Good days and bad days. Good days and bad days. Good days, and bad days, and bad days. Days we try to do good, the following day, we don't do it. So we've got ups and downs, like the roller coaster. But Mary was like a rocket that went to the moon. A rocket that went right to the moon. When Mary was conceived, from that moment on, Mary loved God, and 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 loved God. So from the very beginning of the life of Mary until she was taken up to heaven, she was loving God more and more and more and more and more. And that's a fruit of the Immaculate Conception, is that Mary never committed any sin. And she went like that skyrocket right up to heaven. And even though Mary is in heaven now, she's very busy praying for us. Mary is not just sitting there. Mary is very, very busy praying for us. You pray the rosary, she's so happy. So if we're going to get to heaven, we have to love Mary. Last point is this. Mary experienced a lot of happiness. Now, all of us want to be happy, right? Undoubtedly, we all want to be happy. Now, why is it that there's so many people that are sad? It's because they're looking for the happiness in the wrong place. It's as simple as that. They're looking for happiness in the wrong place. You want to see a sad face? Someone who goes to Las Vegas. The sadder face, the person that comes back from Las Vegas, okay? Why? Because they're trying to find happiness where happiness cannot be found. And Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, from the moment of her Immaculate Conception until she went to heaven, God was the center of her life. Everything Mary said or did, God was always present. So today, we're going to really try to love Mary. And Adnella is going to say at the end of the Mass, giving you indications, Monday is going to be one of the happiest days in your life. Because it's Our Lady of Guadalupe. And all of you are going to be coming to church at 7 o'clock, and we're going to be giving you a beautiful ring, and the guys, a beautiful cross. Beautiful ring we hope you wear all the days of your life. And the purpose of wearing that ring is you're going to pray to Mary for the grace of purity. Purity of your eyes, of your mind, your body, and your heart. And one of the best ways for you to live out purity is to love Mary. Mary was the most pure woman who ever lived in this world, and Mary wants you to be pure, so that you will love God and be happy with God forever in heaven. So these days are very joyful days. You should be happy, because Mary loves you, and Jesus loves you, and one day we trust that all of you are going to go to heaven. So I'm praying for you in this Mass, that all of you will love God through Mary, and all of you one day will be with Mary in heaven, praising God for all eternity. That's my intention in this Mass. I'll be praying for you as well as your parents. May God bless you now, always, and forever. Amen.